And with that, also welcome to the English translation of CTF, WTF, Capture the Flag by Beginners by Hubert F., live from 38C3. All talks at this Congress are live translated between English and German and to one additional language. We appreciate your feedback. Please use the hashtag C3Lingo on Mastodon to give us that. Your translations today are by Tribut and Nina. Have fun.
Von der Technik zum Menschen zu bringen. Software blinkt nicht schön, ist aber sehr relevant für unsere aller Sicherheit. Vielen Dank. Viel Spaß mit dem Talk.
Dankeschön. Ja, ein Tag von meiner Seite. Technik geht? Ich hoffe.
Schaut.
Okay, alles klar. Gut. Hallo, mein
Name ist Hubert Feilber. Hallo, I'm Hubert Feilber. We had some technical issues, but.
Wenn ich jetzt mich ein bisschen an meinen Folien orientiere und vielleicht mal, wer bin ich, wenn es die Folie zulässt.
So, who am I?
Einführung hat es gerade schon gesagt, ich habe vor 20 Jahren den ersten, glaube ich, Vortrag hier.
20 years ago I did my first presentation at Congress.
Das Thema ist heute mehr als je relevant, wenn man offene, quelloffene Software einsetzen will. Habe damals auch viel im Bereich NetBSD, Betriebssysteme gemacht.
Package. At the time I was working a lot with NetBSD. Today Linux is the thing in open source. There are no alternatives.
Dann mehr beruflich auch in Security-Bereich gekommen.
Professionally I started working more in the security sector. And privately I went outside and became a geocacher.
Nicht so unterschiedlich. Man beiden hat man Probleme, die man irgendwie nicht versteht, aber dann mit Analyse lösen will. Und in genau die Richtung.
Both worlds are not so different. You have to solve problems.
Beruflich setze ich mich seit vielen Jahren mit IT-Sicherheit, Informationssicherheit auseinander. In den letzten Jahren verstärkt auf Produkte, die dann auch im Bereich kritische.
So, this is my background lately. IT security with a focus on products or developing products in this area.
Die Folien selber gibt's, nutzt die gerne. Ich werde nicht vorlesen. Mir ist wichtig, ihr mal den Einschnitt zu machen.
Look at the slides, I won't be reading out every word.
Bevor wir einsteigen, vielleicht mal die Frage anzeigen, bitte. Wer hat denn schon mal ein CTF gespielt? Also mein
Gefühl. Raise your hands if you've played CTF before.
Gut. Meine Idee war, hier zu zeigen, ich habe jetzt ein Jahr lang auch mit ein paar spannenden Kollegen mich einmal die Woche hingesetzt, gesagt, jetzt bleiben wir mal strukturiert dran, gehen wir ein Capture the Flag an, gehen technische Herausforderungen an. Und dann ist mir aufgefallen, das ist ja noch ein breites Thema.
And then I noticed there's quite a vast topic. There's a lot of things you have to think about, but last year's I got the motivation to do a talk about what is a CTF. Thank you for everyone who didn't raise their hands before. You are my target audience, my primary target audience, but everyone who raised their hands can maybe take something with them. It's an introductory talk for beginners. It's supposed to motivate to begin. There's an interesting path to go. So I would like to start with an introduction. What is security? Everybody's talking about it, but what is it? And then when you have security, you have to defend yourself. You see it in the digital space. But we don't want to practice war, but we want to practice the digital attack. How do you analyze an exploit? You don't know what the CTF will bring in the beginning. How do you start? I'm going to show two platforms, which I think are a good introduction. I will show the different types, what tools exist, and where do we go from there. It's an interesting topic, but maybe not just for doing it alone in your room on Sunday afternoon. It could be relevant for your career. And with that, the name sounds like a kid's game. Two or more sides are trying to take the flags from the other's headquarters, but we want to do it in the digital space. You can do it on the keyboard. You don't have to go outside. But there's very interesting CTFs that are hybrid. So in Regensburg at this year's Easter Hack, there was a very interesting CTF where you had to go outside. So this can happen, but many of the CTFs in this space here are keyboard only. So I really appreciate this graphic. Cybersecurity is often said to be interesting. There's a lot of money to be had. Let's do it. It's similar to what a computer was. The topic is computer, so there's money. Let's do it. But when you start with a very technical topic like cybersecurity, it's very important to have basics. Basics, operating systems, networks, all of these you have to learn on the way. And you have to learn it along the way if you want to be successful. And also topics that didn't really exist last week. It's very important to keep your tools sharp and stay up to date. So this is a very important graphic. All the basics are very important as well. So back to theory, security is an abstract term, and the essential thing is something that has value for me. It can have monetary value or other value. And if I'm living then you have an attacker who tries to who poses a threat or wants to expose it, and then I have protection. So if I have a house, I can close my door and he can't come in. Physical doors, in physical space, there's more. But when I'm talking about protection, there's two dimensions. One is width. You don't have only the technology, but you also have to lock your door and have some access control, which is a wider topic. It's also interesting. And in the end, the chain is going to break on the weakest link. If I have to defend something, this is how I have to think about it. But the attacker only has to find one weak spot, which makes it the easier task. It just has to look for the weakest link. So the width isn't unimportant. I'm going to circle back to that later. And then the second part is depth. I can have one or two protection mechanisms and combine them, or have different strength. So there's a door that's very weak and a very thick steel door, and there's a lot of gray space between that you can control. So to achieve good security, you have to combine both and all of them. That's the basic idea that I want to convey. So going back to the stair analogy. So protection, defense. There's a lot of topics there. I have just a few buzzwords. I'm not going to read all of them. Especially when talking about relevant technical things like critical infrastructure, infrastructure by the state, there's a lot of things you have to do to protect the integrity and the confidentiality. There's a lot of laws in that space. We are pretty early in that space, but it has started, and NIS2, the Cyber Resilience Act, is going to improve that. And we already know that with data protection. There's standards, A, national, B, international, and all of them have a lot of actions you have to take. Great. That sounds boring. It doesn't have anything to do with technology. So you have to work with humans, but and that's also part of it. My computer is safe and the others in the company are not, then that's not going to help. So you have to use things like security awareness, organizational measures. We are not going to look at that here. The other topic, defense. There's a lot of interesting approaches, including telemetry, looking at telemetry, what log files do I have, what information can I gather from that. I can look at what is normal behavior, what is anomalies. So when I go to, so when I log in, do I make a business trip to Hamburg, or is it actually an attacker? How are the attackers acting? Do I find them in my company, in my hackerspace? What indicators of compromise are there? What different types are there? Can I find them in my environment? I can do threat hunting. If there are any indicators, then I may have an incident and start incident response, and then I have to clean it up and see how to react to it so the next one doesn't just use the same vulnerability. So you have a security operations center that looks at all that telemetry while looking at data protection laws, which we're not going to talk about here at all. So we want to go to the other side. We want to look at it from the other side.
Wir wollen nicht hacken. Wir wollen keine personenbezogenen schützenswerten Daten hier aktiv angreifen.
So we're now looking at attack, but we won't hack any personal relevant data. It's an artificial thing. Our attacker has a white hat on. I want to emphasize that. We only do legal things. Rumors about Chaos Computer Club that we do illegal things, but we don't. We want to find and exploit weaknesses, so it's about technical depth. Why are we doing this? Mainly to look at everything in our environment, can we find threat potential there? To harden our infrastructure?
Ich bin in den letzten Jahren relativ viel im Thema Produktsicherheit unterwegs. Natürlich will ich, wenn ich Produkte an meine Kunden, die das.
And also in product security, which is where I work. When our customers want to use products in a critical infrastructure, we need to test them beforehand. This is my personal field. Can be in public administration, in hospitals, seen it everywhere.
Wie gehe ich an das Ganze ran?
How do we approach this now? I link to my dissertation here, which is about study theories. How do we teach somebody system administration? It's a very complex issue. How do we learn about it? Humans can memorize things quickly, but system administration you cannot memorize. You can do some things as written down in the manual, but the complexer it gets, we really need to gain understanding to, and we need a constructivist type of study here. We cannot download the knowledge, but we have to actually practice it ourselves. So how do I practice? There are two approaches, cyber range or capture the flag, which we're doing now. It's a practice room that somebody has set up for us, where we can, in a safe environment, explore the security loopholes. We have to think ourselves where to start, which methods do I know, what's good, where can I find more information.
Also, hoppla, CTF, wo fange ich denn jetzt an?
So, where do I start?
Ich habe zwei Internetplattformen.
I brought you two internet platforms. First is TryHackMe. There's a screenshot on the left. They focus a lot on the basics. There's a lot to read, but you can also gain understanding or be guided in how to learn. How do you configure your Wireshark, other pen testing tools? They prepare it for you. And then there are the prepared CTF virtual machines where you can try out skills. How does this look close up? One of the CTFs that I want to point out is the Stux CTF. There's an IP address given, and you have to read the two files. So what is the environment? TryHackBox gives us a virtual machine and a web browser. We don't need to install anything. But we can also set it up ourselves on OpenVPN. And then we can start our analysis. We can find instructions online on how to get started.
The other
platform I want to show is Over the Wire, War Games. There is a defined scenario given.
I
tried to sort it a bit in the white box. You see the general topics. You can try anything from
engineering, binary exploits. Da gibt's sehr viele definierte Umgebungen.
If you want to try your hand with SQL injection, you're going to be able to look at NATAs. If you want to do more assembly and exploit, then that would be the other one on the top, Bandit. It's interesting, with Over the Wire, you have a prepared environment. You see on the left top SSH login. You have to log in with SSH first, and then you'll have to look where is the stuff that I actually need. You see there's a lot of levels on the left, jumping from one to the other. I've brought one example for everyone who knows SSH already. So you have SSH pass, there's my documentation, my notes. I'm logging in with a login. I'll do ls, I see a readme file, so I know with cat I can look at it. And I have blocked out the password. You have to earn that yourself. And using this password, you can jump from bandit 0 to bandit 1 to the next level, so that's how it progresses consecutively. Oh, interesting, password. So these passwords are also called flags. They often have a format that identifies them, and then braces that where something's in it, password 1, password 2 for the different levels maybe, but flag, the keyword in the beginning, that stays the same, so you can recognize the flag. If you are looking at a binary file, it's very easy to find out if it's something interesting in it or not. SSH, Unix, Linux, it's a very nice introduction, but it will progress. It's going to be very deep, 130 levels. At level 17, that was where I had my first problems. You will progress, but that's how you learn. NATAS is a web-only exercise. You only get a URL with username and password. There's going to be a login form. You log in, and then it says the password for the next level is on this page, and then you quickly look at the source code, and then you find a comment that contains the password. So that is apparently the flag. And the next level, NATAS 1, you reach with this password, and this is how you level up. It's pretty easy for the first few levels, but it gets progressively harder. SQL injections, blind SQL injections, there's a lot to learn in that. Also, concerning reverse engineering binaries, the people are saying over the wire is disregarding the standard protection mechanisms, ASLR and stuff like that. Yes, the exercises are 15 years old, but it's a very good starting point, and this is what I want to show. We want to get started today, and you're going to be to have the first success. And having success is a very good feeling. What else does exist? Where can I do it? I've already mentioned TryHackMe. It's a commercial platform. There's a lot of free content on there. You need an account. There's HackTheBox, which is similar. It's a bit more difficult in terms of technical challenge. Both have premium content where you have to pay for it. If you want to do that, it's your very own decision, how much you value your learning. There's many commercial cyber rangers. There's a link in the slides. Often very expensive. Companies like SANS, ISC2, ISACA have security as a very, they have a lot of organizational topics, but also technical courses, but they aim, they have like a target audience of companies, which means it often costs 4 figures or more. There's also platforms like Pico CTF or Pwn College, which are more aimed at gaining knowledge, which I can wholeheartedly recommend. Related are also Bug Bounty. You can register yourself as a company and say, hey, I think my service is safe. But hackers, if you want to earn some money before, instead of breaking stuff, let us know if you find anything, and we'll pay out a small amount of money. HackerOne, yes, we hack integrity. These are all similar services, and you can also buy pen tests using these. If you feel safe, that it's a good idea to do a pen test and see if they find anything. There's a lot of things you can read about it at home. CTF is also an event format for a weekend or so. Hack.lu is one example. It's very technical. It's organized by Fluxfingers. They definitely are at Congress. There's HPX, it's a typo actually. There's a CTF starting tonight at 9 o'clock. It runs for 48 hours. I don't know what the exercises are going to be. Look at it. You only have 48 hours. Take care that you get enough sleep. It's a lot of fun to do that together with friends. I've listed some events where you have a few weeks, where you have more times, but there's a lot of things that you can look at during that time. For meta information, there's ctftime.org. It shows what teams exist, what happened in the past. You can see it on the top right. And also what upcoming events are interesting, which CTFs can I participate next weekend. There's a lot of activity in the community, but it's also somewhat closed up. So look at it, get started, don't be afraid. Just sign up, register. Hopefully you learn something. And that's what we want to have to climb the cyber stairs. So what different types are there? There's two main topics, Jeopardy. You maybe know the Hacker Jeopardy. There's different topics, different challenges from easy to hard, and you get points. Categories can be web applications, open source, something hidden, disassembling a binary, reverse engineering, binary exploits in some application. Injecting some data, taking over a server, that's the advanced level. And the alternative is attack and defense, or King of the Hill. There's two or more parties, everyone gets their server, and you have to attack and defend at the same time. So you have to look what everyone has the same server. You can look at your server, the other party's server. You can attack the vulnerabilities, but you also have to fix the vulnerabilities on your own server. Easy, you can just turn off your computer, but you also get points for keeping the services up. So turning them off is not an option. It's sometimes a bit hectic, more advanced, but it's a lot of fun in a controlled environment. How do I do it? Which tools can I use? In my experience, I'm not a Windows person. I'm sure there's people who are at home with Windows. Just use it. I'm from BSD, but that's also not my home. Kali Linux has a lot of security software pre-installed. So maybe install it in a VM. You can just reinstall it if it's broken. There's so many tools that I don't want to make too much don't want to talk about it too much. What does my operating system? It starts, you maybe don't know if you have Windows what your operating system actually does. Network, there's binary reverse engineering. There's so many interesting tools. You have to look at them, learn how to use them. It's effectively a very large field. It's almost boundless. The graphic on the right shows a map by someone who tried to map all of the tools. It's knowledge that we as a community on this planet are building and have to keep up to date. So let's remember we are talking about attack. Where is the crack? How do I get in? Me professionally, I want to know the cracks so nobody comes in. That's my goal, my motivation. Finding security holes and closing them.
So how do I learn? Use everything, YouTube, books. I have put a link to my own book.
gibt's auch oft beim CTF ein sogenanntes Write-up hinterher, wo jemand schreibt, wie habe ich die Challenge gelöst.
Often after CTF, there's a write-up where people write how they solved it. That might be very interesting. On CTF time, you can find those write-up or at medium.com. If you use the tag CTF, you can find those as well. So when you are stuck somewhere, you can look for these write-ups. Never look at the complete solution, but if you need a hint, get yourself one.
Ja, was kommt danach? Also bevor man
What's next? Man muss es üben. Before we do it, we really have to practice. It is frustrating, but we have to overcome that frustration to learn. And when we then say, okay, now we've done it a couple of times, we're starting to have fun, so what's next? If we invest more time, we have to ask, what do I live of? How do I pay my rent? Can I do this for a living? And yes, you can.
Dieser ganzen IT-Branche sehr viele Berufsbezeichnungen, die hoch
There are a lot of job descriptions now, especially in security jobs. I posit here one possible way to start.
Lösung, wo ich auch bezüglich Security sagen muss, wie mache ich es denn? Brauche ich Security Architect? Dann brauche ich meistens jemanden.
Mostly, if I want to set up an IT solution, I need a security architect, but also an engineer, but I also need a second opinion, an independent third, that is ethical hacking, penetration testing.
Ich will mir das mal anschauen, ich biete das als Dienstleistung an.
Where we can say I offer it as a service, but also inside a company as a product. Security means to protect value from attacks. If I have the weakness, but then some security measures, then I am hopefully a bit secure.
Ja, im schlimmsten Fall was findet, im besten Fall. Dann brauche ich eine digitale Forensik, Incident Response, um zu schauen, wie es...
If an attack has happened, then I need digital forensics to an incident response to find out what has happened and how do I prevent it in the future. We really need to look at all the links in the chain.
In dem Bereich, die dann am schnellsten ausbrennt, weil meistens sehr viel zu tun ist.
This is a lot of work. So this is just an overview which professional ways of work have established themselves now.
Für uns nochmal.
So back to us. Where do I start? Just do it. I showed you two websites. Over the wire with Linux and web, that's kind of easy. Binary exploits, very hard. Just do it.
Austauschen. Es gibt eine tolle Community hier. Nutzt die. Die gibt's auch uns. Gibt's auch alle online. Und da kann ich nur empfehlen.
There's a good
practice. Do exchange with the community. That's a great way to get into the topic. So, in closing, what did we look up? The introduction, we know what security is, we know what we protect from threats by protection mechanisms in width and depth. We looked at how might protection defense look like. I looked at digital forensic, incident response, some checklists. We focused more on the attacker side. What are the scenarios? How can I practice that? What types are there? What tools are there? And then let's start. That's the last thing, and the options for your possible career in cybersecurity. So this is the end of my talk. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Maschinenfabrik Reinhausen, my employer, which allowed me to be here today, and also to the Monday CTF team, which I played a lot of CTFs over the last 12 months, and I will hopefully do many more. If you're looking for contact, the information is there. You can also find me on the internet with that name. Thank you again for listening. I'm done with what I wanted to say, and I'm ready for questions if there are any.
Vielen Dank. Wir haben zwei Mikrofone, um Fragen einzufangen. Wie gesagt,
we have two microphones to get questions.
Damit wir euch das Mikrofon bringen können.
Show your hand so we see you and bring you the mic.
Fragen, Hände hoch. Überfall.
Das ist drüben.
Hier ganz links hinten. Oh, jetzt.
So there's a question.
Jawohl. Ist es an?
Ja, ist an.
Meine Frage ist, du hattest kurz angesprochen, dass
my question is, you mentioned
in einer Gruppe zu spielen, dass
I want to play with a group that can be a bit closed up in the scene. How do I do it on a human level to find connections?
Well, this it has two dimensions. I have to find a team first, and then I have to look, you know, in my people I know in my hackerspace, in my professional community maybe. How do I find people who have interest and time? And in my experience, it helps to have a fixed time. Our team is called Mad Monday because of that. And everybody brings strength and weaknesses, and you're going to find out while doing the tasks. Does that answer the question? You're welcome. Are there any more questions? So with that, I'll say thank you again. And we thank the speaker.